possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Georgia may be the peach state, but blueberries have surpassed peaches as the state's largest crop. In 2014, we produced more blueberries than any other state in the country. Here to tell us why Georgia is home to so many blueberry farmers, we're joined by Ash Seall, Assistant Professor of Entomology in the UGA College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So exactly how many blueberries are we talking about?
In the state of Georgia, we currently have approximately 25,000 acres of blueberries produced, currently in production.
And is that like across the state or concentrated in certain parts?
We do have blueberries in almost every county in the state. However, majority of the blueberry industry is concentrated in the southeastern corner of the state. The major six counties, if I were to name, would be Bacon County, where UGA has a research and demonstration farm located. That would be number one blueberry producing county. And then Appling County, Pierce County, Brantley County, Ware County, and Clinch County. These are the main top six blueberry producing counties in the state.
Is there something about the southeast that makes it a little bit, easier or better to produce blueberries in that area?
If you look at the history of blueberry production, blueberries are native to southeastern United States. This is probably the only fruit that we can find in the market that is native to the U.S. And this particularly, blueberries are native to southeastern U.S. And the reason is that the soils that blueberry needs to grow well are appropriate in this area. The blueberries do very well in acidic soils, and this part of the state does have those kinds of soils.
And we also have here at UGA developed some cultivars that do particularly well throughout the state.
Yes, UGA has one of the biggest blueberry breeding program in the country, and also in the world, I should say. Dr. Scott Neesmith is leading that blueberry breeding program, where they develop cultivars that are more adapted to this area in terms of different characteristics, for example, seasonality in terms of early, mid, and late season. So industry and crop gets kind of spread out evenly during the season, and also in terms of other characteristics that can, for example, intact fruit, quality of the fruit is also an important feature that they breed into.
You mentioned season. When is blueberry season?
Blueberry season starts here in Georgia around mid-April. Georgia produces two kinds of blueberries. One is southern highbush blueberries, and the other is rabbit eye blueberries. Southern highbush blueberry harvest starts around mid-April and goes until the last week of May. Sometimes some places do harvest those during the first week of June. And that's when highbush ends, and then we move into the rabbit eye blueberries, which starts around first to second week of June, and it goes till mid-July. That is why Georgia has one of the longest blueberry harvest season than any other state in the country.
Is that part of why we've been so successful in production?
Yes, because we harvest those southern highbush blueberries very early in the season when there is no other blueberries, fresh blueberries in the market. So growers can actually fetch better prices in the market by being earlier on, going into the market during earlier in the season.
Do we consume a lot of the blueberries we grow here within the state, or are we exporting most of our berries?
Actually, a good part of the blueberries produced in the southeastern United States goes out to the export markets. The major export markets include Canada, Japan, Mexico, and some other Asian countries also. And actually, some really high-quality blueberries go into the European Union countries as well.
And you mentioned earlier that our farmers can fetch good prices because they're early on the scene. So what kind of impact does the blueberry industry have on the state's economy?
Overall, if you look at the farm gate value, currently we stand around $325 million per year. And overall impact on the state economy is close to or over $1 billion per year, which includes blueberries farm gate value plus other associated industries with the blueberry production.
Can you just tell me briefly, what are some of the threats that our farmers have to deal with when they're, I guess, planning and planting and harvesting blueberries?
As I mentioned, blueberries grow in very specific soils. Although we do have that kind of soil in most of the places, but if they don't have, they have to start with the managing soil pH so they can make it appropriate for blueberry production. And then we deal with lots of weed problems, then disease problems, and of course insects are the major challenges that growers face during for blueberry production.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here today and talking more about our blueberry industry.
Thank you for having me.
Today, we've been speaking to Dr. Ash Seal, Assistant Professor of Entomology in the University of Georgia College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.